And so at the local branch meeting at Reading yesterday, we had one of our best attendances ever via a Zoom meeting, and we had about six or seven brand new Corona reps. But then, but it's useful because then I can log in, and then we just had, but that was just after the joint, the new joint state of the union statement with NEU, NHT, Unison, GMB, and that's what as well, all on a single joint statement from all the TUC affiliated education unions, which is only the second time that's happened, and the last time was last week. Being able for them, from their perspective, to basically just load up their phone and have a member of the executive who I've taken quite a senior position in developing our strategy and our evidence base in negotiating with the Prime Minister and the Secretary of State regarding this, to then have me there going, right, literally, this statement has been published in the last half an hour. Here's what it is. Here's a rundown of the General Secretary's phone call to the Prime Minister at the start of this week. Yesterday, he was in a conference call with Gavin Williamson, and this is how that meeting went. This is the strategy we're doing. This is why it's doing. Do you have any questions and answers? To have that as somebody who's just stepped into a rep role, an emergency rep role, who's a little bit nervous about having, am I going to get enough support? And then have access to that, and then to have a town hall, and then to have a meeting tonight at 3:30, of all union reps across the whole country have been invited to a Zoom call hosted by Mary, Kevin and the President as well. So they will be able to directly ask questions via the chat, to be able to basically become a rep and the next day to be talking to the executive and the general secretaries about your personal concerns and to get an answer back in real time, I think has been an amazing recruitment tool. The first, like the pickup for Corona reps, I think a lot of people were quite nervous, but as more and more people are signing up and then going back on Twitter and saying, I've just signed up to be a Corona rep, I've just been on a conference call with Mary and Kevin, they answered my questions, links of information were posted to me, I can't believe how I'm getting this much support, but other people going, oh really, because I've got a problem and we've got no rep, maybe I should. And so at the moment it seems that recruitment's accelerating. Our website crashed on Sunday, half an hour after Johnson finished his statement, from the sheer number of people that were signed on. I think it was nearly 2,000 members, new members we gained on Sunday night. Our membership has increased by several percent in the it's now, I don't know exactly what it is, but we could be looking at 3 or 4% increase in membership in the last month or so. When you're looking at a base of something like 450,000 to start with, that's a considerable surge in union membership and density, which goes completely against the grain of what's been happening. But that started from when we joined when we created National Education Union. We're one of the only unions to have seen a constant increase in membership.